said, I don't bring a gun with me, but he said, if I come back here, I'll have one. And then I said, I'm going to use it too. But he said, you put that gun down. Let me show you how quick I can whip you. But he did, and he went ahead though, and he made a charge against him. And he was glad to go down and withdraw the charge and let him come and pen those cows too.
Uh-huh.
It's funny, a man I thought the world of, I was surprised at doing something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Some people, you find some people, they don't understand things enough, you know, and they won't listen to anybody explain the thing, nobody knows anything but them, you know?
Yeah. What do you call people like that?
I call people like that, like the fella was working for the old man McCure one time. He was talking about a fella coming down to take his place. He was so sarcastic. One day he called me, says, Vest, says, what you call something like that? I said, Mr. Mack, there's a name for something like that. Right now I can't call it. He says, it started R-R. I said, you got it. I said, it's arbitrary. I said, that's somebody that don't agree with anything anybody else do. He said, that's it. So he went home, he looked at the dictionary, he come back, he said, boy, he said, we got it right. He said, that's the way that fella is. He don't agree with anything. We had I'd get a letter from the timekeeper in Lumberton, you know, he addressed it to me, you know. And one day I got a letter there from up there, and it said, this would be your authority hereafter, not to give anyone a work card to be examined who are under 21 years of age or over 50, unless you have okay from the Miss C.J. Pettibon and the undersigner.
Uh-huh.
The undersigner was the auditor, you know?
Yeah.
And Miss C.J. Pettibon, when he hired me, told me I'd be strictly working under the auditor, you know? And I showed this man this letter, like I did old man McCure. So about a week after that, there comes a timesheet on there with a boy named I knew well. He was about 16 years old, you know. And I erased the total. I ran a pencil through it, and I erased the extension. I left the name, the hours, and the rate there, you know. And I made a little symbol down there, and come down there. I made a symbol. I made the withhold name from payroll until I get okay from Mr. Badger, Mr. Pettibon. Man, that fella went, and I told, next morning I told that man, I said, you tell Frank Keene out there, he was assistant, he'd make the timesheet assistant time, shipping clerk. So you tell Frank I'm not putting that boy's name on the payroll until I get okay with Mr. Pettibon. And me and him had a two-tree run in. His fellow Hine had hired from Pritchard, Alabama, and sent down there. He come in there, I could tell when he come around the curve of the house, the store there. Come there, what's this to tell me you're not putting all my men on the payroll? Working out there. I said, Mr. Warren, I'm putting all your men out there on the payroll except that boy. I said, I showed you the letter I got from Mr. Badger the other day telling me not to put a man over 50 years old or only 21 on the payroll without first having a signed okay from Mr. Badger, Mr. Pettibon, or the undersigner, which is the auditor. I said, this is a hell of a damn place. A man can't have nothing done in the office. I said, no, you never will either. I said, when Mr. Pettibon hired me, he told me I'd be strictly working under the auditor, not the millwright. And about 2 months, I was timekeeper, and I checked the time. Went around there, and one day I got a letter, says, this will be your authority hereafter. Any man who has not have his badge on his body in a conspicuous place to lay him off. And I showed the old man McKillen, he says, Vess, if you chest the bill down, says, send him home. And I went out there the first day, I told everybody.